Bishus Avimori. Walding Simon Rishka Kimmel. Over here in this Sif Aleph, there's the shell about when you have children, what bracha to make. There are two Svarim Yuchid on Sif Aleph. So I'd like to try to go a little bit more by Rikas, because it's very practical. People say you make brachas. The question is how, when exactly make a bracha on the child. But first, when you have children, there are two options, a boy and a girl. So we would like to divide the two up. First, the case when you have a boy. That's a more clearly a brisa on Dr. Testament based in brachas, living down, yodah ishta zachar, you make a bracha toiva meitiv. In fact, the Gemara, the Maisa, why? We have a cloud when you have something for yourself, which should be Shechianu. Says the Gemara, because you have a wife with you, and Nichalei to have a Zachar, since you're both happy to have a Zachar, even though we have a cloud, Kitzur Shel Dover, simple for yourself, for Shechianu, and together, Toiva Meitiv. Here's a case of together, we make a case of our Toiva Meitiv. Now, is it after the first child or all children? So the Mishmura being down the Taz, coming from the Rashi and Tshuva, it says, even though you have numerous children, like Kelim Chadoshim, get one another, people appreciate Kelim. Children are the same concept over here. Every single child that we have, we make a bracha toiva meitiv. Coming there more, it began the Yeshu Kostru. Those who are taina were noiki mekel on this bracha, that this bracha is only rishus, and mezeh nishpasha tshuram mekilim mezeh. Now, first, what does he mean? That means you read the Shulchan Aruch slowly. First, the Mechaber says the halacha, number one, you have a kid, a toiva meitiv. Number two, coming there more, saying pshat in his Rashba, that let's say the wife passed away, you make a shechianu. On that, yesh kasru. Those who say this halacha is only rishus, what's he going back on? On the Ramos case of shechianu, or the Mechabes case of a toiva meitiv? Says the Magavram, Mishnah Berurah, Pirish, the pshat in the Ramos is he's going back on the halacha shechianu that we have based upon the sugyan erevin. That maybe shechianu dafka case means man lezman. This is not a case means man lezman. And this is not in this category. Therefore, since this bracha is only a rishos, mizeh nishpashit, he makes all brachas, even a toiva meitiv. That means the Ramah has two shlavim. Number one is the locha of shechianu is a rishos, yeshu kasu, and therefore other brachas also be makel mitzad this inyan like shechianu is a rishos, he also a toiva meitiv. Locha maiso. If so, what do you do? Negate to having a boy? Do you make a toiva meitiv? So, let's divide up between the Bnei Sfad and Bnei Ashkenaz. The Bnei Sfad, the Mechaber, very clearly say a Toiva Meitiv. However, look at this from afterwards, the Bnei Sfad do not make a Toiva Meitiv. The Chesalofim, Yofalev, Banish Chaim, the Kavachayim, say the Meitiv not to. Yabi Oibel, Yaku Yosef, they don't make a Toiva Meitiv. The reason is, as the Archa Shulam points out, true it's brought down by the Rosh, but it's not by the Rif and not by the Rambam. And the Klal of the Sfadim is, you follow the two out of the three. And that's Mr. Kasha, why did the Mechaber bring it down? Well, usually Mechaber is a Sofik, a Shaila Machlaikis, some Rochus Lahokal. I can tell me it's before she Gemara says Aruch HaShulchan. Gemara says so. He said, the Chodi Gemara means the case, what someone was dying, really wanted. He said, I'm going to be a Nosim and have a kid for 30 days. No, he really wanted, in that case, a Toivah Meitiv. But Stamazai, children came, Chayna, this is Derech HaLai, people have children, and they don't appreciate as much. Therefore, why did you make a Baruch over here? So it seems to be that the Bnei Svar, the Svar, at least by the Svarim, the Maisa, they do not make a bracha. Negate Bnei Ashkenaz, not like the Mechaber, correct. Negate Bnei Ashkenaz, the Aruch HaShulchan comes out, look for not to. They're being down the Byron Cutler in Lakewood, and the Jewish people in Lakewood will not make a Toivah Meitiv. The Divya Yatsiv, the Kleizberger, has a tshuva not to. Rav Nashik Klein and Barapak, with Tufi Goldstein. Then the Maisa says, Ramo says, Yeshe Kasu, Maisa, that's what we go do. Atzala Sheni, we Peskim do not go in the Bnei Ashkenaz like this. That means the Magen Avraham brings down Pshat in the Ramah what he says. And he ends off with Ein Nochin, it's incorrect. We do say a Toivah Meitiv. Well, as Talmud says, the Ein Lahokal, the El Rabbah says, Ein Lahokal Klal. Chai Odom, the Kitzel, Magen Gibari, Mishnah Berurah. Again, Mishnah Berurah, when he brings down the Sugya over here, he says, the Ein Nochin, it's incorrect. With the Loch is a Gemara, a Toivah Meitiv over here. And therefore, the Peskim will come out for three reasons why to make a Toivah Meitiv. One is, first of all, the idea itself negated Shechianu. We're extending it to a Toiva Meitiv. The words of Ramah is, what right have to take the idea of Shechianu to extend to Toiva Meitiv? That's Aleph. Second, the whole entire idea about Shechianu is only Rishos, because only means man lezman. That itself, the Pashkim say, that's not Pshat and the Sugya. That's only things that are Mizman lezman. But this is all Shechianu Zechiv. So number one, they want to augment the Shechianu. Number two, they want to augment the extension of the Shechianu Taiva Meitiv. And number three, they say, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, a Baisa. You say a Taiva Meitiv. We'll get to that, Ezra Hashem. And therefore, Yaakov Nevsky and Oshamberg and Chaim, 100%. Yes, when I had a kid, I went to Taiva Meitiv. Yes. We'll get to what you did. I asked mommy this morning. And Rav Sternbach, Lamaisa, they said, we follow the locho, make a toiva meitiv. So it comes down to get this idea of do you make a toiva meitiv, that Bnei Svard do not make a toiva meitiv. Bnei Ashkenaz, Rav seem to go make a toiva meitiv. Rav. Now, on the side, they cannot make a toiva meitiv. Well, let's say the Mokhom Masav, you're not sure what to go do. There's a shalot. Is there an eitz around it? Now, for example, the Gemara speaks out, when you have a second yayin, you're drinking with other people, you make a toiva meitiv. So you on this wine, have a mind for the child also. By the case of Bechsa Mosin, by Ruge Beita, we say a toiva meitiv for them. If so, by benching, have a mind for the child. Who want a toiva meitiv, take care of the other toiva meitiv. Says Rav Chaim, no? Yeah. A shakal works with two foods, toiva meitiv works with two things. And therefore, they say, we're talking about the place of Mishal Mazalman, Domin Zilber, Liashev, Nis Kirels, Mechaim, say, Echnami, if you have a case of a Sophic, and one be Mach, what to go do? Say a Toiva Meitiv on the Yang, which no one disagrees with, or by benching, which when you wash, have a mind, for the child itself. Now, Mechaim does say, that's not the correcting Lechat Chilo. And therefore, if your Anhoge is not to go after, let's say, Bar Kolo or Dorcha Shulchan, then follow your Anhoge, and Avada make a real Bracha Toiva Meitiv.
What's the timing on the
What is the
timing?
We'll get that. Bez Hashem.
In that case, you have to bring the
Bez Hashem, we'll get to it. No, right now, it's about a boy. Again, this is a slab discussing a boy in Taiva Meitiv. Now, let's say when a person, when they hear that they have a boy, again, say Taiva Meitiv. Let's say today we have a sonogram, and a person finds out what they have. Now, if you're supposed to find out or not, as a sabachella, not in the gate, us right now. Let's say a person finds out. I know numerous people tell me, they tell the doctor they don't want to find out. And then it's, what is this? Is the head? What is this? What is this? You don't want to know what this is. Then you usually know what it is. Fine. So now, right. So the question is, now you know what it is. So the question is, do you make a bracha when the kid's born? Do you make a bracha? I know that's about having a boy. So first of all, they point out, ain't it doing well to having, you know, seeing the kid in the sonogram, which is not always that clear, to bet him having a kid born, Aleph, 100%. Second of all, also comes a healthy child. And third, I have actually a shocking, that the doctor said his kid is going to be a boy. The girl is about now 20 years old, and they still have no boys. He's still upset. He has no boys. My says, so they make mistakes. You make mistakes. You do even know the story if you make mistakes. My says, therefore, when a kid's born, my says, you make a toiva meitiv. Now, let's say a person that he wanted to have a girl. He has numerous boys. I have another chaver. He has nine boys, no girls. And I asked him, in the past called Bristol, is he still happy? I asked him that question. Maisa, let's say you want a girl. It's not leinichle to have this case of a boy over here.
Cool.
He already had, right. You want asamitzah shuvah? Of course, he meant asamitzah. That's the only reason. Fine. So be alacha brings it down leinichle b'tzorchin. Tzorchin. So Maisa, what to go do? The Rosh Hashanah speaks out. Maisa Chazal tell us to go do it. Loipul Chazal. We say a toiva meitiv on a boy. The way that Davitzina explains up Pilumdis, you want a girl, you're also happy with a boy, but you much more you want a girl. No one's upset with having a boy. Just no, they'd rather have a girl because of the simcha over here. Therefore, it was Shroy Dubliski, it was a friend of Paskin, always a toiva meitiv. Don't make a bracha. You spent 9 months and you wanted a girl and you. Bialach says, Loi Nichalei. So I asked the person, my chav of mine, he said, Lysi, he says, him and his wife said they're happy. So make a bracha. If you're not happy, the whore is a big shiloh, what to go do? And not only that, the of Grossing speaks it out. Mishmud is causing case you have a bunch of boys who want a girl. Let's say you had a bunch of girls, and the wife still wants a girl. The wife wants to dress the kid, wants to have a friend with her. Now some women goes on different things in their mind. So the same, Bialach, Loi Nichalei. Gemara is very clear. Why Toiva Meitiv? Could Nichalei l'Ishtoi. But it's not Nichalei. And the girl wants her 10th girl, and the husband's upset. So what? How can you make a Toiva Meitiv? So, Ma'as L'Chor, if you have this subject really by you, you're back to what you go do. Yayin. Toiva Meitiv, Yechsa Mosin. Fine. Now, the kids don't vote. My kids think they do vote, but no. Now, as someone right here. Now, let's say you have someone who's born, the boy is a preemie, a premature baby. So Paiskin will say, Chub, it's a little of a sakono, but you don't make a bracha miyad. You wait to get av sakono, and then you make the bracha. The Demetin does have a massive chiddush. One time, if you have a child that's not being miskayim, he says, Kazal besakin like plug. Come over to Zobashi and says, Pella tzuma. My son, the kid's not going to survive, not going to last. The father, we all make a bracha over here. They also discuss, let's say a kid has a birth defect, do you make a bracha during my mate? So, as far as it really depends how bad and how big. So, I'm saying if it's a big birth defect, it takes away the sinful, not too happy over here, they wish not to make the bracha. If it's a small thing, and it's not really nicker, especially not nicker, well, before you are happy, Maisi, you would make a bracha in that case. Now, until when do you make the bracha? Let me, Maisi, let's take an example, personally, in the city right now, he sees before Shemachabra, it's a gemara, make a toy mamaitu. 10 years later, you have a kid 10 years ago. Right now, should you make a bracha? You make a bracha until when? So over here, this sugya is a birch hashmir. Come on, the huchach over here, and what's a taino when you hear about it? Maybe you still tell everyone, mazel tov, you're talking about it, and then that's it. The shmir passed. And therefore, those who want taino, Torah Chaim, Bir Alocha, the shmir passed. Who disagrees? Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim. He says, as long as the atova is nimsheches, as long as you're still happy, then the loch is, you make a bracha, toiv ameitu. Now, you want to know if you make a toiv ameitu my kid from 48 years ago, I hear. There was a loud sorrows in between, I heard. So, fine, the Maaseh Svarim seemed to go that if you still have simcha over here, how long to take? Do you still have simcha? Now, there is a yayiv for kind of simcha, how long? Both upon the sugi sends you the sugi of Agoimel till 3 days. The passion of Swarm say, surely until the bris, until Isaac can hit the body. Yeah. Even after we still have a simcha over here. Before, yeah. Now the question is really, how long does that last? Could depend if it's the first child, if it's the 10th child, right? First kid much more of a simcha. I don't think 10 years later you still have a simcha. If you want to think you have a simcha, what did you go do? Take a bottle of wine, like you said before, or break some other half kavono. Otherwise, it's hard to hear that years later you still have a simcha. Now this halacha is very clear by the father says a toiva meitiv. What about the mother? Does she say a toiva meitiv? So the mechaber is very clear. She also makes a bracha. Also the same halacha here. Now, once she makes a bracha, what to go do practically? That means, let's say you're in the hospital with your rabbitson behind the curtain, finally the baby comes out. Now what to go do? Right, you hear the baby crying, birchta shmir, or you see the baby, and your wife's over there, her hands might touch the makom mechusar. She has dam over her. What to go do? So I'm trying to be very practical. First, there are two things. Mitzad her hands touch makom mechusar. She has to wash her hands. She cannot either say the bracha, and she cannot hear the bracha. Mitzad sugya shmeik ainay. Mitzad is dam over her. There's no problem. We're not making bracha dam upon a person. I mean, she just has to wash her hands. What they seem to do practically in a hospital is that when the baby comes out, healthy baby, they wrap up the baby, they give it to the mother's arm, and everyone walks out. And they leave the parents there usually for 10-20 minutes. For the mother to calm down from her procedure, for the baby to be held by the mother. Then after 20 minutes, they come back and they take care of the afterbirth. By that time, they take away the baby. And then usually you can wash your hands. And then you should make the bracha. Now, when you make the bracha, you say it and she'll listen. If you made the bracha before, then she'll make the bracha. Also, that means either, and I think the better thing is to go do what the Ulam says. You make the bracha shmei kainai, both happy but simple. But if you did it without her, she can make her own bracha. Now it is brought down by the Bang Avram how to make the bracha. He says he's supposed to be ishtachva neged the mizrach bivarech. Supposed to bow down to the mizrach, brought down by the El Rabo, Behetiv, Prim Godim, Machon Gibarim, and others. They point out it's not in the Mishnah Berurah. It's not in the Graz. The Rosh Hashulchan says, I don't know why the world we're doing this for. And the question when they bring it down is halacha. The Eli Rabbi says, "Lot after this bracha, all brachas of birch hashmir." Question is why? Our Rishon says, "I don't know where it's coming from." So the Maaseh says, since the Mishmur left it out, the Svarim did not seem to bring it down. This idea of I said behitiv. I said it. I said that from Mishmur and afterwards. The Graz Mishmur both after the behitiv and they'll bring it down. Now, that means it comes out along. That means in the my brother had a baby 2 days ago. I assume the man is not meitiv. He follows Shulchan Aruch. Yes. Yeah. As far as I know. we'll get to the grandparents. We'll get there. Okay, now, my brother had a baby 2 days ago. A boy. Yossi, Nashwal. Now this bracha again. So the shtachva loyim doesn't do. Maisa, the correct halacha we know about all of these brachas is supposed to do by standing up. So you say standing up, don't make your wife stand up. Let her stay in her position, make a bracha mitzvah for her, and shmeik oinai. Fine. I kind of went through the case of a boy. Now the case of a girl. Now in the case of a girl, I like to divide up a case of shmiya, you heard about it, and u'iya and seeing. First, a case negeiach to shmiya, when you heard about it. In the shmiya, there are three choices to make. Dain emes, atoy v'ameitiv, and shachianu. And all three are brought down by the Mishnah. What to go do? So first, the case of a case of Dain Emes. Besem, she wants the boy, you want the boy, you do not want a girl. That's so many girls already. They don't want. If you make a bracha, Dain Emes. So we had to be a locha in the last siman, who discusses this. It says the Holy Spirit of Dain Emes is dafka in a situation when you had something and you lost it. This you never had. Never had. Therefore, Vadi did not make the bracha of Dain Emes. He never had it. The only shot I can ask is about Leah and Dina, right? Leah and Dina, right? That's the only question she's declaring, but she wanted to have a girl. So it does not negate. He never had it. Maisa, the Gemara does say, Stam Pshan the Gemara, the one Kedushin of Abbas and others being down, Efshar to have the Oilam Bli Zachar, being the Kaiva, and Asher Misha Bottom Zacharim, Oilam Misha Bottom the Kavis. Fortunate those who have kids who are boys, and woe those who have kids that are girls. It sounds like giving a gnai that we're having girls over here, chas v'sholom. So I heard from my Rebbe, the Tanker Rav, and that's what I see before, and it's Sefer Chaim, Maral's brother, before in the way the Meiri says the same Yisoid. Now what's saying over here is, read the word slowly, Asher Misha Bonov Zacharim. Fortunate those who are boys who act like Zacharim, like boys. Eiloi Misha Bonov, boys on the Kavis. Boys who act like girls. So the Rebbe is discussing how people talk in shul and act like girls. Fine. But that's what he's saying. The words of the Sefer Chaim, he's saying over, his words are, Eva voy. He writes words 500 years ago, Eva voy, boys who act like girls. But maybe in the oven. That's what Pshan the Gemara says. Avadu, we're not saying a gnai in the Bria, not saying Chalila, something's happened over here. Eva voy, boys who act like girls. Fine. Now, negate this in again, so Dain Emes, we don't say. Do we say the case of Atoiva Meitiv? So Pasha Sugyo Shulchan Aruch now brings down the idea of saying a case of Toiva Meitiv. Why? Why do we say Toiva Meitiv on a girl? So the Bachacha, he starts off, says two reasons. They shall have wrong. Says, first of all, Isha gets pregnant. 9 months. Over here, we know she's having a child. Roy Vlodis and Mekayim. Therefore, we know we're having a kid. The only extra simcha is having a boy. There's no special simcha of having a kid because we know she's having a kid. That's Aleph. Second, it brings up Svarma Gedushim that when people come to this world, Abom Yom Kodim Mitzvah Savlad, they can have a Ishus Chayal Bezer Hashem. Therefore, it's brought down in the Zohar, Pashas Lech Lecha, over there that Be'etzem, you're one part of the Neshama, she's the other part of the Neshama. You're Be'etzem one Neshama. No till death do you part. Even afterwards, you're always going to be together forever. So Be'etzem, he says, the Zohar says so. So, an Omid Sadik Aleph, I think. So, over there, comes out, says the Eshel Avram, when you made the bracha on the boy at Toiv HaMeitiv, there was a bracha on the girl, it's one neshama. For example, when a boy is born, you make a bracha Toiv HaMeitiv on the left arm and then the right arm. Two different brachas? No, it's one thing over here. Same thing, the husband and the wife, one's the left, one's the right, which is which. But the mice over here, you make a Toiv HaMeitiv, she has that Toiv HaMeitiv. No, they don't have to, I know. But on this thing, in this world, I don't know if I made to. Correct.
On this thing, both sets
of parents. On the neshama. What? That's what he wants to say. He wants to say it's against them, what the people are trying to pay people money for. Right? The Maestro Archa Shulchan, he says another shadow here. He says, Balabachas, no, not so much simple by having a girl. The Rebbe Bishavua says, he says, Apella. He says, let's say, Batsem, the father, he had tons of boys. He wants a girl, good to prove him. But the mother, said the Shaitim, lo'olam nichle bezachar. A mother always wants to have a girl. A boy, a boy. Always wants to have a boy. Now, women say not that way. Could be Chazal know better what goes on the women's head. Anyone knows what's going on the women's head. But the Maisa Ken say they know better. They always want to have a boy. Elder Gishar had seen over here. Let's say a person didn't have children for years. I have a Karev, didn't have children for over 20 years. Adopted a couple of kids, and after they had the kids. The first kid that comes down is a girl. You say, I tell you about 18 years? I thought, okay, 18 years, my Karev. And then they have three kids, right? But one? Okay, they adopted three. One girl. That one girl. They adopted three, and after 18 years, they had one girl. You make a toiva meitiv. So, Rabbi Yashu says, it's not worse than Ishmo toiva, like anything. The Maaseh of the Shani Mechaim says, we don't see anyone Chazal saying that. And therefore, not to go do it. And therefore, whenever you have a Savik, what you go to, like mentioned at the beginning, Al Yayin. The most have kavod of the case of a kid. Rav Bam showed me interesting Zilberstein, Torah Yoledes, that he wants a taino when two parents are both black and the child comes out to be white. Upin the loch ketanis, he says he's make a toy nameter. Ayin shom. Now, yeah, the girl, the girl. He said, oh, a boy, you always make a toy nameter. He's saying on the case of the other way. Say, Shechianu, why toy nameter? Oh, the other way. No, no. He writes over there. He writes over there. Then he's saying Mushan Abrias. No, that's who's coming. That's Loch Tana says. Yeah, we have that Loch. That's a different singular. Now, Maisa. So again, comes out. Dain Emes, you don't say. The idea when you have a Shmir, the Maisa. Dain Emes, you don't say. To have a mate, you don't say. What about a Shmir on Shechianu? Maisa don't say anywhere. So the grass, why? It's not a Shmir Toivo. That means coming out and get a Shmir, we don't do any brachas b'ikur. Unless you know black, dirty, or white. You don't make that dynamis, not to Amitim, not Shechianu. How the come up the Mishnah Berurah with a Chiddush? It says, true, Negeat Hashmiyah, we don't make any of these brachas. Then the other Sugiyah of Re'iyah, of seeing something. That's something you have to realize. When people learn the Halach of the Berach Shechianu, our Simin, the first thing people start asking me, I'm Paris. Well, Bracha 1, how, where? Where are Paris over here? You learn the whole entire Simin, the Paris is not here. It's Simin Reishchav Hei. How in the world do we have two halachas of Shechianu, two simanim with Reish Chavdalim between has nothing to do with Shechianu? So we realize that there are two sugyos of Shechianu. There's a sugyos of Birchas Shmir, and a sugyos of Birchas Re'iyah. Our sugyos of Shmir, I heard about my father passed away, I got a Yerusha. I heard about having children, I heard that I bought Kalim over here. I heard I bought a house, I didn't even see the house, but I heard about it, I got it, I made a kidney over here. It's in over here Shmir. So in the Reish Chavdalim is in of Re'iyah. Of seeing something, I did see my chaver 30 days, make Shechianu a year, you make a Chai Mesim. I see Paris, I don't know if it's going to eat Paris, but we'll get the Sugya that says when you see Paris, Shvach Vador, Shechianu, it's an English Re'iyah, separate Sugya. That means the two Sugyas of it, one Shmir and one's Re'iyah. Come on, when he says, Shumit and Shmir, we don't make any of these brachas when you have a girl. But the Maisi says, it's not worse than seeing someone we never saw in a long time. It's not the Sugya of Re'iyah, make a Shechianu. Inside of Yeshivoy. And that's if it's before they point out already in the grass. The Pasha's reading the grass, he says, when you see your girl, your daughter, you make a bracha Shechianu over here. Brought down by Chaim Noah, by the Munkach, the Moshe's a long tshuva about it. So the Maestri passing like this, Mr. Brua, they make a Shechianu. We're happy, we see a child, we have a daughter over here. Brought down by the Stipler, by the Sliezer, of Scharnberg, the Zigarellets, Chaim and others.
What did
you
do before
Mr. Brua? Opposite. It was then. Pashut, we have to see you. There was a grass ready before Pashut. Asad Hashem, Shlom Zam comes along and says, I see something. I recognize it. I appreciate it. Here, they give you the baby. You put it back. There's 100 kids. Go pick out your baby. Three kids go pick out your baby. I'm like, what's the simcha? Not the akara. The simcha is the shmir. It's not the akara. You can't pick it out. Everyone says it looks exactly like this, doesn't look at nobody. You can't pick out the kid. That's the reason why they put the tags on the kid. Otherwise, the kid's going, you can't figure out which one's which. So, Sefer Shlomo Zalman has nothing to do with Re'iyah. It's no Akara going on over here. There's no recognition over here. No one knows which one's which. So, what's Taina? It's a Shmir. Shmir, we don't make a brach upon it. And therefore, Nasha Klein and Dain Fisher of the Yashiv and of Bosner and of Shtumach, you'd be able to say, Weissel, where did he get it from? He made it up. There's no Akara over here. You should not make a brach. So, based upon the name, what it seems to be, if they brach maisa, they make a bracha. Yishlam maisa, they don't make a bracha. Chutz lo is yesh v'yesh. And the tzibah seems to have a vuchah, what to go to. Okay, well, that's correct.
You hear that the child
was born. There's a difference. There you saw it already. Here you never saw it. And that's the Chiddush saying. That's Mishmur saying. It's a Chiddush. The Maaseh comes out. What to go do? Yesh v'yesh. If you have the minig, you follow the Mishmur, and which place you follow the Mishmur, you say Shachianu. If you don't have the minig, or you Masopik, again, Idal Yayin, or the situation of Barbech Samozin. Now, they do bring down, on the Tzadi, you do make the bracha, and they give you a kid, you made a bracha, and they're like, oh, wrong kid. Fine, then what are you going to do? So, yes, I'm going to tell you, I gave you, it has happened. They bring into your room a kid, I've been brought into the room. No, they just check the tab, they thought it was your kid, it was the wrong kid. So let's say the father's here for the first time, picks it up, makes a bracha, like, no, it's the Shocking's kid, or the other one's kid. Says our Shtomer, says Obliashiv. On the Tzad, they both say, I'm sorry, Obliashiv said not to make a bracha, but on the Tzad, you make a bracha, Chanam, you make another bracha. One Yoysel. It's on the Re'il Shubha, it's on the Shmi, it's on the Re'il. The father says, you have to make another bracha over here. Now, we're saying over in a situation, you make a bracha al Shmi'il. Let's say we said by a boy, a Toiva mate him, you don't want it. You don't want the boy. Why? Because you had 10 boys and one girl. The Shmuel ended up saying, Tzorachian. What about if I care by the girl? You had a bunch of girls, and you have a Re'il. Do you make a Shechon on a girl that you mice don't want? Is that back to be a Locha and a Shalom among the Paiskim?
You're happy to see your daughter.
Are you? I have 10 girls. My house has 2 bathrooms. It's getting ridiculous. And I have 2 bathrooms and 10 lice combs. It's getting out of hand already.
It's your daughter, and you're happy to see her.
Oh, so that's the Shiloh. So the Chodesh Hashanah wants a taino. There's a little bit of happiness. Mama Shiloh taino. There's much more. If I would have had a boy, there's still happiness. Chaim said, yeah, happy. Tashani of Shamagir, Shtomach say, some people aren't. And it could be depending on the situation over here. No, it could be. What? No, no, they always take home the kid.
Year goes now, by, you didn't see her in 30 days, you're not going to make a shechiyah because you have 10 girls?
Could be after a while you get used to it and you accept things. But in the beginning, when there are people in the hospital, Rav Zilberstein writes a tshuva about a person who the wife was terrified, did not want to go. One of his farm rings down, the wife did not want to go home. Her husband would kill her. She came, had another girl. So the doctor said, I'll take care of it. The doctor told the father, come in, this tzara, the kid has this tzara, this chayla, and that. Oh, the father, oh my, the heart, and the surgery, and this whole thing, the doctor's telling the father. I'll tell you one more thing. The kid's baruch Hashem healthy, but it's a girl. And the father was so happy. The Shelley wrote, is he over the Issa v'nos Tavarim? I think if I remember correctly, it came out over the Issa v'nos Tavarim. You don't even know Stavon. The guy's a bit tsar. I said, a bit kid, sir. You talked to him, spoke to him for a while, all the tsars, all the problems, all the surgeries. The guy's massive tsar. It's a Nostavon. You're allowed to do Nostavon for Shalom Bais? You're allowed to do Nostavon for Shalom Bais? You're allowed to do Nostavon for Shalom Bais? I think you're wrong. I think partially you're wrong. I think as though she came out also, you said not allowed to. Okay, that maybe, but not Shalom Bais. I'm not sure. Not sure. Fine. But in general, usually, that was a Friday, right? I was going to take the kids home. Now, they do discuss the thing over here that the bracha, negate to the Toivah Meitiv, who makes it? The father and the mother. Negate to Shechianu, who makes it? Who also, says the Paiskim, the father and the mother. They have a practically what to go do. Same thing. After your wife gives birth, you might have to wait to wash your hands, usually 20 minutes later. Then you make the bracha, and she shall hear it tell the sikh of Shmei Ka'inu. Now, Echad Nechabura, he had a baby during 3 weeks. I also had a baby during 3 weeks. Maisa, you should not make a Shechinu during the 3 weeks. Wait till it's called Pachto Shabbos. So maybe if you're not there to see the baby, you should wait a couple of weeks till you see the baby. Because this man's until you see it. Maisa, not to go see it. Because of Zilberstein and Sefer Torah, your letters, maybe not to go see it. Maybe. Why? Because you should wait. At least it's called Pachto Shabbos over here. Maisa, there is a question to Rav Ephraim, and Shmuel Kamnetsky, and Chaim, and others. Say, this is the man. Look at the get Shechinu during the 3 weeks. Is you have a baby that can get rotten. So the Maisa, you can eat it right now with Shechianu. What? This is the Zman right now. You can't wait. You also, Pashi can't wait. You have to see the kid. This is the Zman. And therefore, you might say Shechianu when you see the kid. Now, till when do you make Shechianu? Let's say you did not make it right away. So, even though this is a sugya of Ru'iyah and not Shmiyah, So you could say, Dafko, this is my Ria, I see it, and once his man passed, it passed. Meiser, of Gross, sorry, of Gross one time, the Dafko Ria, but Chodesh Ani says, no. What's the Mitzvah Sigur Simcha? What's the Mshech Saleh, like Mishmur said by Toyma Meitiv, Udim by Shechinu is still Mshech Saleh, the Simcha Shavoy, Meiser can make a Bracha. The person will speak out, also, like you said, by a boy, by a Pimi, you make a Bracha at Toyma Meitiv, you said, yeah. If it's Avdus Akana, here also they say by Shechianu. Once Avdus Akana, then you make Shechianu. Void when you have a birth defect, also the place can speak out the Chodesh Ani. Dafka, if it's a case of a small birth defect, doesn't bother the kid. Something big, the Maaseh say not to make any Shechianu. That kind of case when you have a boy and then you had it or a girl. Let's say you had a case of twins. Now twins, there are three options. You have a boy and a boy. You can have a girl and a girl. You can have a boy and a girl. Now the Maaseh, I'm the Gevud over. I have a twin sister. Now, when you have a twin, there are two ways. You can have a case where you do know about it, and you don't know about it. That means, for example, my parents had no idea. I spoke to my mother this morning to get the story, again, to be clear. I seemed that I was born in the bathroom of the hospital. My father says he called me, my mother said she called me. Fine, argument, what exactly happened. My mother told me they took the wrapped up the baby, took the baby away, they brought her to the labor room. My father went to make phone calls and say he finally had a boy after 7 years. My mother says they're telling her it's a breech, push, and like breech on afterbirth, we don't push. There's no breeches, no such thing. That's where she finally realized there's something else going on. And they brought her. My father wasn't even there, my mother said. Is that incorrect? Were you there? He was not there. He wasn't there. He was telling everybody he had a boy. Right. Maaseh come back and she's a girl there. What? You're preparing for the breast? Yes, that's true. Yes, to make over here. Fine. So Maaseh, in those days, it comes out, the Matthias was, you do not have to know you're having twins, because if you have a, they went by a heartbeat, and you have one heartbeat behind the other, and they beep at the same time, you wouldn't know. Today, you have sonograms. So everyone Maaseh knows, I never heard anyone today not knowing they're twins or triplets or whatever it is, because it's there. But in 100 years ago, when I was born, Maaseh, you couldn't really tell. So, but let's stick to today, Maaseh, when people know they're having kids, what to go do? Maaseh, if you have two boys, when the first boy is born, make a toiv ametiv, or should you wait? So, from say, Maaseh, avada, you can make one toiv ametiv on two kids. And therefore, this is the Israel Shalom and Pandan Hogan in general, why make a toiv ametiv someone of a fact? Maaseh, the correct thing they say is to wait. Especially, usually, the Isha is still Isaacim. Giving birth and their hands and mice are not clean. How they do say, let's say you send a type of mate when the first kid's born, when the second kid comes out, mice, you make another type of mate. We have two boys. In the case, let's say you have a boy and then a girl, which is not fine. My mother, the breach, my father, my father was signing papers because there were complications going on over here. Didn't know what the complications were. He found out that was my twin sister. Fine, see the complications. So mice, when he sees, heard about the boy, he makes a type of mate. He sees my sister. He should have made a Shechianu. They do discuss, Lemaisa, let's say you make bets and one not Toyva Meitiv together and put Shechianu being part together with it. What do you make two separate brachas? Chaim wants to tie in the two separate Yanu. One's a Shmir, one's a Ria, one's a Toyva Meitiv, one's a Shechianu. Lemaisa, they bring down Moshe, Scharnberg, the Skirellas. They want to tie in bets and be a little bit later on. Then the whole idea of a Toyva Meitiv, the Gemara speaks out very clearly. If it's yours, Shechianu. If it's your Simcha, somebody else's Simcha, it's what a Toyva Meitiv. V'chal Masayim Mono. And that's it entails inside of it the Shechianu. Therefore, they want time to make one bracha. You wait, you have the boy, and the boy came first, you're having a girl. Wait, and make the Toyva Meitiv. That entails inside of it the Shechianu with it together. If you have two girls, also the Pesukim say, better to wait, make one Shechianu. We see both. If you did not, might as well make two different brachas. Next shaila is when you have grandkids. My father, again, was zeicha 2 days ago to have a grandson. So, does the person make a toiv ametiv? Did my father 2 days ago make a toiv ametiv? Should he make a toiv ametiv? So, the Eli Rabbo brings down the same chassidim, Bialoch brings down. The Maaseh, just like you have a simcha, having kids, you have simcha when you have grandkids. As my father likes saying, that Maaseh and the grandkids are terrific. You get all the simcha, the tzad, the kids, the parents have to deal with. It says, halavai, you should have grandkids before you had kids. It's much, much easier to have grandkids first. But that's not how life goes. Therefore, the those of Paskin and grandkids, avada, toiv ametiv. Fine, the gaz, the chaynom, gibarim. It's not a shading if the olim had to be halacha, I assume they did. It's very clear that Pashas, you want to say the Rashba is against it. Rashba and Shuvah. The Gam Chaim no wants to answer the Mishabur why that's not so. He does want to get involved with Maiso. The Yisrael Shiboy of a Toiv HaMeitiv is number one, there's Simcha, and number two, there's Te'elos Vayno out of it. You gain out of it, they take care of you, you get older, they help out, they're part of the family. Grandkids are there just, you know, you enjoy watching them. They're not there to really be to help you out. They even want to say the Yisrael is a Simcha together with Te'elos Vayno. Some kids do help out, I know. That's very clear. Some do. You don't know what's going to happen. Fine. So, Maisa, for that reason, Mishmua says not to make a bracha. And I think they did not make a bracha 2 days ago. Right?
And if God helped, you should make a bracha.
Sorry?
And if God helped, you should
make a bracha. Maisa is forming down Chidah when he brings it down the Shiloh of Hashem, Kavachan, say Belisha Malchus. Who the better thing to go do is when you have a Bechsa Mosin, or you have a case of Yayin, Maisi said to have a mate over there. So I don't think he said you enjoy wine, but when you bench, have a wine when you, by the bridge, by the Shem, be there on Monday. But the case of Bechsa Mosin, the kid will be there. Shalom Zofer. True, the Bechsa Shmir. Yeah, Echnami. It's also about Shalom Zofer. Yeah. So it's mitzvah, 100%. Now let's get a grandson. Let's say you have a case of a granddaughter. So Maisa, that. He says the whole time Mishnah Berurah is a massive chiddush. Shlomo Zalman himself wants to argue on the Mishnah Berurah and say you have no right to. But even the side of the Mishnah Berurah wants to say we don't see grandkids. That we don't see. No bechsuria. Chodeshani and the Chaim, they say have a little hisa more than what the Mishnah Berurah says. Have a little hisa. Maybe say the mikvah. You have to know how far I take the stimmin over here. Fine. Ad kan sif aleph. Sif bay is over here. Is the sugya of the idea of Baruch Dain HaEmes. Now, it's very clear from the sim beforehand, Reish Chol Beis, Mishpur Mingzaun, Mechav Mingzaun, the bracha of Baruch Dain HaEmes is Mechav said, Baruch Ato Hashem L'keinu Melech HaYolam. It's very clear in the Shem Malchus. The question over here, the Gemara says, when a parent passes away, you make a bracha Dain HaEmes. The Shaila is, what about other people who pass away? Mishpur points out the reason why he's brought down Dafka father. We're discussing a thing over here in the get to the Meitim, the Daf in the get to the father of the Yerusha. But to get the idea of Dina Emes, the get to numerous cases. For example, the person who speaks out of Odom Kosher passes away. Come on, the Magarvam, he brings down the Bach. There's some other reason there's a meaning not to say the Shem Alchas, people say Baruch Dina Emes, Emes. So if ain't enough, it's incorrect. Eli Rabbo, Shulchan Shlomo, bring down. Mishmur also brings down this ain't enough. Al Kapami says a case of a Tamil Chokh Mishamais. But myself, certainly a person should say, with the shame of Malchus. Myself, you learn the sugya, which is not our sugya, of the bracha of Dain or Emes. In the numerous cases, a person should make it. Just to say with the Pesach Shuvah being down over here from Shlomo Zalman, myself, meaning is not the way. We don't follow the Mishmur, we don't follow the El Rabba, not the Bach, not the Makar Ram, Shalom Y. Says, except by case of Rabbi Muvik. Except by Rabbi Muvik, that means there are certain people who say, let's say, Bloch Weinstein or Dov Morgenstern said of Yash when he passed away, was there Rabbi Muvik, so they write Kriya to make a bracha Baruch Dain Emes. Who are those who write Kriya are the ones who say Baruch Dain Emes? Most of us do not write Kriya, same Sugil Chor should be a question of why we do not write Kriya. Whoever did not do that should also not make Baruch Dain Emes. Again, it's not really our Sugil. Now, in the idea of the Sugil of some passing away, there are again the two Chalokim over here. This one is the Tzar Shiboy, and the second is the Yerusha. In most speaks out, first we say Baruch Dain Emes. And afterwards you say Atoiv HaMeitiv. Now the shell is, if you go to Levayo, first he writes the Kriya, he says the Bracha Dina Emes, why is that saying right afterwards the people with a big Yerusha? I know somebody who got a Yerusha of $400 million. And I don't remember him saying right afterwards Bracha Atoiv HaMeitiv. For his himself, he's Shechiyonu, for his family, to be Atoiv HaMeitiv. Maisa is a lot of money, not 10, 20,000. 400 million is a lot of money over here. So Maisa the Mechaba does say it, the Swarm today, the Mukhe, our Chaim Munkach says the Maisa we're not knowing to. And the Kibbutz Chodesh is true about it. We're not knowing to say this bracha. I'm not sure how far they take it. It's certainly not by the Levayo. It's not like they don't say it at all. Now they say, and Ostromach says, someone told him we should have said it. He said, "Puch Chazi Ma'ida Amadabar Anach Lam Yisob Nach Neviim Dein Neviim VeEnglish Shanas." Maisa says, "Keep the minig not to say it." Now the way how the Munkach says over why he wants times the zilzul in the code for the father. Sounds like Meister at that time is not nice at Levayo. So he brought a toy of Amitim, it's also a Kam Machad, it's not the way. That's who wants a Taino. I'm asking, I'm pointing this out, but he said the Meister, that's Semitic. And the best thing Mar says, The way Rosh Tumach, he says, over here, that's from two reasons. One is that there is a Be'ahitiv over here between Alok Shaboy. Wants to tie in the Be'ahitiv, dafka in a situation where you did not know you're getting Yerusha, or someone was hidden. Then you found out, oh, they're talking about Be'ahitiv. You know, you're getting Yerusha, you know. So there is massive simcha, but not massive, massive simcha. And therefore, it's not nichli yisrei da talking about Be'ahitiv. V'oid, said Rosh Tumach, the whole idea of saying the bracha, the chol mido mido. Today, we seem to lack the idea of having simcha by Levaya, and we're back in Mitzav going, and we won't do Bechol Mido Mido. So therefore, we're not doing what the Mishnah says, doing it with our full heart and full lave. Therefore, we did not make this bracha over here. Therefore, I had Mamash asked this question 2 days ago. Someone got life insurance, and he wanted to know, should make a bracha to Yvam Eitiv? What do I want to go do with Maisel? So I sent to the Mamar Kremis, what the minig is, what to go do. It sounds like the Maisel, that first of Kolon Be'ahitiv, if he knew he was getting life insurance, you won't have this reason to make, you won't have the person to not make the bracha. Then again, involved with, if you did not know what to make the bracha. Now, what? Oh, so that's another point they say, Mizmana Zeh. A second point they say, just practically Mizmana Zeh, why Belavaya not to, is Kemat never is the money released by the government until later on. That means when someone passes away, right away, whether it's the argument to the Mishpacha, even there is no argument until the government takes its taxes, until it really gets to you, it's not the next day. It's not that day. It's not coming until a while, a month, 2 months, a year later. It takes a while. They want Taina until it gets to you, it could be a few years, my father says. It can take a while. They want Taina, even if you do make the bracha, it's still only the reason why we do it by Levaya, it's not happening then. It's not happening then. Sif Gimel is a sugya about making a shechinu when you get something, any property, and when you get it for you and somebody else, that's why you make it. Now, I'd like to divide up in three different cases. There's a case of getting a house. There's a case of getting kelim, objects. There's a case of begotten clothing. They seem to have three separate anhogas. I can't even know why that's so. Again, the case of a house, the case of objects, and the case of clothing. So the first case, Mechaber brings down, the case of one of Bayis Chadosh. That's in the Mishnah Nafim Dalet. Over there, it's very clear that when you get your house for yourself, Shechianu, for you and your wife and kids, you make a case of a Toiv HaMeitiv. Come along the Mag Avram, on the case of Kelim Chadoshim, he sends you to have a Shuri going, as put on places in Sukkah and Daf and Bo. But he said, the Meis Dominic is not to make a Shechianu. We don't. Wife, only case of his man. This man, we don't make a Shechianu. Come along the Beis Yosef, brings down the places of Shita, of Shuri going, says against the Rishonim, against the Rambam, against the Rif, against the Rosh, and not to be Samech upon it. Well, Maisa, we have one Rav Shuri going. It says we did not make a Shechin on the case of a bias. Number two, they point out. Again, we have the Rambo, Sif Aleph, bringing down the Rashbo. The Rashbo understands the whole idea of Shechin is a case of a Shus. Therefore, people seem to be Makel. That means, first, we have two different sources what you Makel on Shechinu. One mitzad of Shuri going, and one mitzad of the Rashbo. We're talking about the Rambo. The Maisa seems to me that the gate of Bayis Chodesh, Machlokes Bnei Ashkenaz versus Bnei Svad, what to go do. The Bnei Svad, Gurtan, the Banishchai, Kavachayim, Maisa, not to make the bracha, says the Yaakov Yosef, the correct thing to go do is, when you make a chunukah the Bayis, over there, you should bring out a pri, and then make a bracha on the pri, and have a mind for the house. That's the correct thing. At Sad Hashem, as far as I see by the Bnei Ashkenaz, Maisa, the gate of the Rashbo, Mishabu says, Eini Nochon. The gate to Rashi going, send the Magavam in Lahakal. So you have no Rishon. So why in the world not to make a bracha? Therefore, the gate to Bnei Ashkenaz, the Meister, when you buy a house, or you get a house, Meister, you should make a bracha. For yourself, Shech Yanu, for your Mishbacha, a Toiv HaMeitiv. Now, the shal is when to make the bracha. That means the klal is, let's say you buy a house that's not ready to move into. And you're doing Shibutzim. So the loch is, until it's ready to be lived in, do not make a bracha. So come on the Mishabura, the Sharitzim, brings on the Kiveg and Klaris, you do not have any mezuzahs. Mitzad al-locha is not right to be lived in. You can live in it. Not mitzad al-locha. Is that something that's not right to be lived in and you cannot make the bracha? No, you can. This is something halachly is telling you you cannot live there. Kiveg said, Sarachin Ladinoi. Building upon this, come on this form, saying, therefore the minig is, when do you make the bracha? When you put up the mezuzah. Shom Zalman, Abiyashiv, Roshayim, Gubchayim. Don't come along and say, the minig is when you put up the mezuzah, then to make the bracha of Shechinu and Toiv HaMeitiv. Now, how far can you make this bracha? Let's say you bought a house 10 years ago. You can make a bracha now, you just learned the sugya. get a Kalam Shom Zalman, says, like the Sugi before, and if there's still Simcha, you have this beautiful house, yes. If not, you're just used to it, look or not. No, that's not theirs. I think kids think it's theirs, it's not theirs. Now, just like in Yeshiva, right? It's not the Bochums, even though I think it is, but you don't get the point. Now, Nigeya to, let's say you live in a house, and legally it's not yours.
I didn't pay for the house yet.
We'll get to that. The first of two cases. Let's say first you live in a house that you do not own at all. Not legally, it's under someone else's name. Let's say, for example, I live in my Shrei's house. It's not mine. Not Choshen Mishpot, and not in a secular court. Do I make a bracha? Zem Shalom Zaman, it's not yours, don't make a bracha. When I moved into my house, I hope he doesn't throw me out. It's much better than I moved from four different apartments, much more convenient. But my son, I used to rob, says, I can make a bracha. He says, if you want me machmer, take a pre and shay shafi on upon that and have in mind. Otherwise, it's not yours. In the case, let's say you did buy it, except you have a mortgage. Therefore, Batsim, who owns it? They have a lien upon the house, the bank. So come on from two different avenues, why not to? Come on first to Lev HaChaim, Chaim Pelagi, a few hundred years ago. He wants a tiny on the fact that you have a mortgage and you own so much money, this is tsar. If you're not sure you to pay it back, they might take it away from you. If you want time to hack, you make a case shachir or toiva meitiv. You want time on them kavah chayim and others. You want time to tire. I owe a half a million shekels. I have to pay it back over here. That's aleph. Second, says the debit sino, mechelakei. Maiso, if you have a shudiv with a goy, you don't make any bracha. You shudiv with a bank. They own part of it. They have a lien upon it. Therefore, since it's not fully yours, you don't make a bracha over here. I come to the point out first, nafmina, if you go to these two reasons. They point out, let's say, you don't know how to pay it back. You have no daigas. You know, I'd rather take a mortgage to get 3% and take the money that I have with me and invest in the stock market and lose it that way. So the mindset of the question is, I'm choosing, I do have a way of paying it back over here. So for that reason, instead of Yashiv, Echlami, you do have a seichel way of paying it back, you're not worried. Say the whole time of the Debret Sina is that you don't own it, and one time it's not true. The one time that's when you own it. It's yours fully. Just they have a lien and they have a mortgage and it's collateral. Collateral means you have to pay them back. If not, they'll take it. But that's when it's yours. Void those one time, especially today, no one's throwing you out. They have all these rules, it'll take you months and years to throw you out, they'll get all these court cases, people just live there for years, even they don't pay. So Maisa, you're living there. So Maisa Al Pi Svara, Shtarkes Svara, especially if you have a seichel way of paying back the bank, Al Pi Pashtus, a person should make the bracha. Again, either a case of Shachianu, that's yours, or the family, for your family, it'd be a case of a Toiva Meitiv. Oh, so they point out when you pay off the mortgage, no, because it only took away your daigas, didn't get any nechosim. Actually, they bring down.
You buy a house.
Oh, investment, no.
You can't.
That's business. Business, you don't make a bracha. They do bring down the Mechaim Nevsky when he got the elevator in his house. So Maisa, for him, so much happier, he has the elevator there. That's what they bring down. Direi Siach. They bring down Toshin Ainhei that he got an elevator. He has an elevator. So Maisa, he said, it's brought down. The Maisa, he told the son of Yitzchak Shol, he's the one in charge of the chos in the house, told the son, make a bracha on the elevator. We're easier the house to what to live in. He made a bracha to him.
Why not himself?
So, again, it says it's brought down because the son's in charge of it. It's like he's in a chari. Good question. I'm not sure, but it's brought down. He's a chari for the dirah. Sorry, what? I can't hear you. I don't know. Let the top brought down. Can say. Now. A person, let's say he's renting in a dira for a bunch of years. I have a shochet, and every year the Baal Dira will pick up his checks. And every year my shochet is the Baal Dira, can I buy it from you? Every year he said no. One year he said, can I buy it from you? And the guy said, yeah. He's like, oh, okay, fine. It was dira. When you lived there for 10, 15 years, and then you buy it, you make a shochet yonu. I get to have a mate. So this form, my see, yeah. It's not doing well renting and asking for shorts and having something that's yours.
So something you can't do. You can't do that for buying those.
Yeah, 100%. For that reason, the saying the Maisa, now you do make a bracha. So fine, so number one in the case of Bayis Chodesh. The Ashton of the Maisa do not do make a Shech Yanu. The Yisrael of the Maisa do not make a Shech Yanu. The second case in the Mishnah is Kelim Chodoshim.
Case
Mishavur says, right, about it, yeah. Anyone to make a Shech Yanu. Now, a second case in the Mishnah is Kelim Chodoshim, objects. Now, again, according to Rav Shuri going, Omer's Malas Man, not to make a bracha. Maisa Mechabes said we don't collect them. Niv Mechabes is very clear, the Maisa we do make a bracha. Very simple. Over here I see among them the Ashkenaz, it's Machlaikis. By Bayis, not, by the case of Kelma, I see it's Machlaikis. Magavram brings down the Swarti Mekel and says, Ain Lohakal, Avadi make a bracha. The Sivis, the Chayodom, the kids that are for Shulchan, they go this way, and the place commits Vanenu. The Moshe Bliashim Chodeshani. I said, Hashem, you come up with Pim Gordon and says, in this case, we have Ramon Sif Aleph. The meaning is the Maisa is only with Shus, and therefore the meaning is not to make the bracha, says the Pim Gordon. On the case of having nice objects.
Who says
the
Falun is going on everything? Is the Falun defending
it? I just said the Ramon said that. And Pim Gordon said that. Pim Gordon says he's going on this. Pim Gordon says the Ramon Sif Aleph is going on the case of Kim Chodoshim. Brought down a locha by the grass. The Babashim will not make a bracha on Kim Chodoshim. Kamal Benish Chai Kavach Chaim will not make the bracha. Shlomo Zalman says the meaning is not to make a bracha on objects. They place them, they bounce for it, not to make a bracha on objects. So it comes along and get a fancy car. If you make a shechinu or toiv a meitiv, if it's your own car, not for your family, shechinu, some people have two cars, one's theirs, one's for the family. So their personal car, shechinu, for the family, the toiv a meitiv. Machlokes, when they ask us, what do you go do? Some do, some mice don't. A washing machine, air conditioner, a computer, all these things. Machlokes, among the Bnei Sfad, what do you go do over here? That means again, it comes out the Bnei. Machlokes, mice, what do you go do? Now, even on the tzad of a do make a bracha on objects, some of the place they do discuss about Sfarim. Trying to get a hold of a certain sefer, looking around for it, you finally found it, maybe a simcha over here. You bought Sfarim, you got something, whether it's matano, you bought something. Do you make a bracha? She comes up with Mishibura, sends you to Yavis and says, Sfarim? Objects? Vata? How can I make a simcha? Bracha? Simcha over here? How can I make a bracha? The Archaim HaKadosh in Yodaya brings down, look, Maisa, why do you make a bracha? Prepare. I saw Shading, the Mishibu, the Magavram, they both bring down the concept of Mitzvah, Lav, Lonis, Nenu. That is massive, simple. Massive, 100%. We have a Klal, Monador, Mitzvah, Lav, Lonis, Nenu. And therefore, not to make a bracha. What? It's having the simcha of the of what? What's the simcha of you enjoying it? And therefore, the Shai Tshuva passes this way, the grass passes away, the kids are passing this way. Shuva is not clear. So, nicely, we have Machlokes. Therefore, what the Olam does, and they get Svarim, that the baby is simcha with, they get a pri, and on the pri they make a shechianu, and they have mine for the situation of the svarim. Maisa Mishibura does say in the case you're trying very hard to find a safe, you finally got it, but sad the chayodin to make a brocho. The Eilam wants to save his manazeh, very really are we being mahajah to an after a safe to go find it. The only case at one time maybe is Oitzah Chochma. Maisa, that's Chticho Leschabed, you get 100,000 svarim over there, people are very happy to have it even without using it, they're very proud of it, and therefore there's a big shallow on Oitzah Chochma to make a brocho not. Fine, that's a good shaila. Want me chayshus? Take a pee. Want to hold yes? To make a bracha without shem malchus, be mekadem again. It's a chiddush. Pashtus. No, this is a good. Mishmur is not being done that meaning. Should make a bracha.
A double lakit, you make
this stuff. Oh, so now the second case we're asking. This case of buying sfarim, then it's printing sfarim. That means come on the mishmurah, and when he quotes his yayivis, look at the yayivis inside. Says number one is buying sfarim. Number two, let's say you wrote your own shtickle Torah, you wrote your own sefer, and certainly you printed your own sefer. The words are ancient kinnin ubinin shal yesh by simcha yisim is there. There's no bigger simcha in the world than writing and certainly printing your own svarim. Avad in that case you make a bracha. The tziv in mkshela, the tziv brings down, and he made a bracha on the day of mkshela. Mitchas alozer, he yelled avad that way. The chodesh shani, when it came out on Pesach, it's brought down that Rav Hachman brought him the Chodeshani. Chodeshani Paskins, a safe like this, a vadi, you have to make a bracha. So he asked Rav Hachman, the one who wrote, you make the bracha on Hamid, Hamid mind. With Shem Malchus, Baruchat Hashem, Kenim Malachoyelam, Maeser Rabban, Nesek Yerelitz. Atzad Hashani, Darach HaShulchan, he says, the meaning is not that way. Divi Yatsiv, he says, and certain Svar Mishvek, Dynamis. He says, the Maeser, not Mechav Lalocha, not Mitzvah Torah, how do you know what type of safe you have? He says, Bim Balkaiva, and you, it's not Torah, not Meitiv. Maybe it's only a Shefi Yonu. Maybe Dynamis, you know what's happening over here. But maybe in the oven. Fine, a lot of mistakes, sir. So some people lack a lot of things with a lot of mistakes. Fine. But wasn't it Chankiyaski, the Taino? Certain swarm, I'm lacked a lot of mistakes. I just said that. Certain swarm, I'm lacked a lot of mistakes. Fine. So, but wasn't it Chaim, they might say, we're not to make a bracha. So again, what the Inum seems to go do, again, now those do, those don't. But the only people who do, they come home to be machmor, and again, they take the pre, or by Bechtam Ozen, they say a Taiva Meitiv, and then Mechavim for the case of a safe over here. If it's a Taiva Meitiv, or they write their own Shekhel Torah, it's also make a Shekhel, your own country, same thing. People walk away after this man with the whole entire safer. The Yaivit says, you make a broch on that. Shekhel. I think it creates simcha. Fine. Third case over here, negate to objects, negate to property, is a case of begodim. That means the negate first to bias, the svan do not make a shachrinu, we do. The negate to kalim, some achloiksim, the ashkenaz. The negate to clothing, what to go do? So it's very interesting. I'm a little bit confused why that's so. The prim godim says, just like we have an hoga by kalim not to make a shachrinu or to have a meitiv, who did in the situation of clothing? No chalik, same sugya. The meaning is not a clothing, not a kalim. The mice I see over here, side of the Svarim and Bnei Ashkenaz, both of them might say yes to make a Shechinah Toiva Meitiv. They switch. The Graz switches Kelim from the case of Begodim. The Ben Ishchai switches. The Kavachayim switches. They switch. And therefore, among the Bnei Svar, the Mechaba, the Chidol, Ben Ishchai, Kavachayim, they make a bracha. The Negev Bnei Ashkenaz, the Graz, the Moshe, the Shonim, they make a bracha. Some of the reason Kelim and Maisa are different than clothing. Clothing and Maisa they do. A gam. If you think about it, it's the same Sfara, why not do? It's the same the Rajbo, the Monsef Aleph, same Rosh Hugard, what about the Mog Avram? If you don't hold of both them, you should equate the two. And the Prim Gadim, the Maisa does. However, it does not seem to be that way among the Sfara. Some seem to understand, and the Geta clothing, we do make a bracha. We do make a bracha. Now, what clothing? Obviously, means fancy clothing, make you happy. Or simple clothing to make you happy. Anything that makes you happy. If you just you get a suit for your chasna, most people are very happy. Get a suit by the tat over here, most people are not happy, just it's called survival. Nice, the good clothing in the tat, it's wonderful, but it's a different level of clothing you have over here. Therefore, you won't make a brach over here. Now, the person can speak out, you buy a suit, it has to be tailored. Do you make a brach when you buy it? You make a brach when you wait to be worn. So the tat says, once you buy, you make a brach. For your tat. The Maisa, the Mishavua says, Deloy Kitaz. We know like the Magarvam, El Rabo, the Sivis, and others, that when it's ready to be worn, then the Maisa person makes a bracha, and not beforehand.
But it's hanging in the closet, or when you
try to. Oh, so now the question is when to make the bracha. So, the Mechaba says, let's say it's when you bought it, it's ready to be worn. Mom, it's ready to be worn. You bought it home from the store, it's ready to be worn. Mechaba says, that moment you make the bracha. At that moment. The Sivis, Chayotom, they're being done at the moment the kids are. The Maisa, I think the Olam knows the Minig is not the way. Come to my Mordechai and he says, the Ikra knows when you put it on, and when you put it on, that's when you make the bracha. Shech Yonu. The way the Kavachayim says, when you put on, well, until you put on, you might turn it and give it back. Fine. For these reasons, says the Chesalof, the Menachai, and others, the Yashiv, the Minig, the Maisa is Bezmanenu, Piskashub is very clear, but Minig HaPosh Bezmanazeh, when you put it on the begin, then you make Shech Yonu. Not beforehand. Again, the shadow where they're coming from, not like the Mechaber, but that's really the Anoha Bezman said. Now, in this halacha in Sifdalo, because the case of the Godim, come on the Mechaber, and it means Anoha halacha, when you put it on, you make a bracha malbush erumim. Now, the way to go do it, says the Mishnah, the first thing you make is malbush erumim, and then the second thing you make is shachianu. So, first of all, the Maaseh said, do we make this bracha? I mentioned a few people, I never said anyone make this bracha, and not many people told me what you're talking about. I make this bracha. So, obviously, it seems to be a shadow of what to go do. Now, those say, it's a machaber. We're talking about the chayadim kids in the Rechah Shulchan. So, myself, why do we make this bracha? Again, I've never seen it. And therefore, already there is a graz that says we did not make this bracha. The Ben Ish Chai says, already, as far as I see, the Piskashuvah's words are again that the myself, the minigis, not to. Again, if you have a messiah to make this bracha, fine. Don't have the Messiah, Echlami, don't. And therefore they say what to go do, put the clothing on in the morning, and when you have the bracha in the morning, buy Malva Shirumim, have a mind for the new bag of the mice that you're wearing. You won't have the Seitzer, correct. Yeah. Sifei is alocha when a person gives you a matana. Sifei, when the Mechaber brings down the alocha, when someone gives you a matana, that you make a bracha toiv ha-meitiv, because the Nisim is also happy. Whether he gives it to an Ami, whether he gives it to an Usher, since the Nisim is also happy that he gave you a car, Zaini, when someone gives you a car, therefore, in that case over here, the Nisim is happy, the Mekabel is happy. You make a toiv ha-meitiv, someone gives you a suit. The Maisel, again, Nuis Pais can bring it down, Loch Le Maisel, Lavush, Al Rabo, Nesivis, Chayodom, or Chashulchan, others. Maisa Elam Sula Bialocha. Bialocha said, Lechura, Machlik Yishami versus the Bavli, therefore a passing like the Bavli. Voidi says, the idea of making Shechianu of that is not a problem. There's a bunch of reasons why. Make a Tovah Meitim with a Shaila Bracha Batolo. The way the Maskan is very clear, a person should only make a Shechianu like the Graz and the Goin. And that seems to be the Anhoga that people do not make when they get a Matono, a Tovah Meitim. Yeah? If you buy me a car, I'll make a Shechianu. Yes. Oh, so not money, objects. Because money you still have to buy something with it. Now, in the Sifov, the last halacha we are discussing, come on, Gemara, being down a yisoid, when a person wears this baguette, people should tell them the words of Tisvalo Usishadish. The first one of the words mean, the words are saying a person is giving you a bracha that you should wear out your clothing, interesting bracha, meaning you should want to wear it so much it gets worn out, and then get a new one. That means this beggar that you're wearing should be worn out, and then you get a second suit. The Maisel, where the Olam says over, Tisvalo, which the words in the Sefer Bayis, Rabbi Lerner, he says, Toys Olam. The Olam Pasha made a mistake. The Hamas says one thing, the Olam is doing nothing to do. They left out the first word, they left out the Vav, they should say a new thing in Tiskhadish. There's no my welcome behind this, Rabbi Lerner knows everything. Maisel, he has a computer. And Maisel, he can't, there's no real makar for the idea of Tiskhadish. Fine, he says, the Olam should say, Tisvalo Usiskhadish. Now, in this halacha, Kamung Yamah, and it brings down when a person, when he has the idea of saying Sisvala Usis Chadish, let's say the situation when he gets or, when he gets a object made out of skin, over there it brings down Yesh Bisha'imir, since the animal is giving up his life, Rachma Vakom Maisav, therefore a person should not say Usisvala Usis Chadish. That Loshin should not say. He says that Tam is Cholosh Mo'id, and we call Machboim, Rabbi Makbidim Elzeh. Like, not sure what to do with this Ramah. Yesh Bisha'imir, doesn't make any sense, but the Rabbim is Makbid. Maisa, the Rabbim is not Makbid, say this Loshin at all. But building out of this, the Rabbim discusses, do you make a Shechianu when you get something, a mink coat? The shell was, my mother got a mink coat. She wanted to, she make a Shechianu? People get a hat, it's made of ur. Do you make a Shechianu? That means, I was not discussing Shechianu or Toivah Meitim. He's discussing Tisvalo Tizchadish. What do we get out, extended from that? Do we say the same idea for Rachma Makom Maisov? The animal gave up his life for it. Do we say this concept, which is not clear what the story is? Maisov, Rav Makbidim Ponze. So there is a Prima Godim in Simcha Beis. He brings down the Amos Dafka on Tisvalo Tzadish and not Shechianu. And therefore it is brought down by the Yistei Chemet, Uchaim No, Kavachayim, and others of Yashiv. At Tzad HaSheni, they point out, no, they extend the Ramo. Shlomo Zalman says, the minute you take this, you say to the Ramo, anything made out of or. Murchaliyot went this way, Arva Arilus went this way, and the Paiskus say to myself, that's not Hogo. That means I've known people know the cloud, extending the Sili to the Ramo, they take the cloud from the Ramo, it's not the Ramo. And they say, in the ghetto, all things made for Oral Maisel, not to make a Brocho. Yesh v'yesh, some do, some don't.
Strangle.
But whatever it's made of, about it's fake, don't we? I meant as the money, the taconis they have now, no? Some place have taconis, all real? Fine, the same shadow. Well, Maisa, they make a shmur bracha? You wear strangle? Well, you made a bracha? Why? All clothing. From who? And all clothing, everyone does except the Prima Godim. You found the Prima Godim. All clothing, nothing. Okay, say it, Prima Godim. But you read the page, no one says that, right? No one on the page says that. You didn't even have in mind something else. Shechen or Pri, nothing. Maisa Rav, fine. Maisa Rav. Fine, Ben Hashem, on Sunday we'll go through the Siman Reish Kav Talad. Aslachot.